Our Evolving Picture of the Universe. Although as late as the time of Christopher Columbus, it was common to find people who thought the Earth was flat, and you can even find a few such people today, we can trace the roots of modern astronomy back to the ancient Greeks. Around 340 BC, the Greek philosopher Aristotle wrote a book called On the Heavens. In that book, Aristotle made good arguments for believing that the Earth was a sphere rather than flat like a plate. One argument was based on eclipses of the moon. Aristotle realized that these eclipses were caused by the Earth coming between the sun and the moon. When that happened, the Earth would cast its shadow on the moon, causing the eclipse. Aristotle noticed that the Earth's shadow was always round. This is what you would expect if the Earth was a sphere, but not if it was a flat disk. If the Earth were a flat disk, its shadow would be round only if the eclipse happened at a time when the sun was directly under the center of the disk. At other times, the shadow would be elongated, in the shape of an ellipse. An ellipse is an elongated circle. The Greeks had another argument for the Earth being round. If the Earth were flat, you would expect a ship approaching from the horizon to appear first as a tiny, featureless dot. Then as it sailed closer, you would gradually be able to make out more detail, such as its sails and hull. But that is not what happens. When a ship appears on the horizon, the first things you see are the ship's sails. Only later do you see its hull. The fact that a ship's masts rising high above the hull are the first part of the ship to poke up over the horizon is evidence that the Earth is a ball. The Greeks also paid a lot of attention to the night sky. By Aristotle's time, people had for centuries been recording how the lights in the night sky moved. They noticed that although almost all of the thousands of lights they saw seemed to move together across the sky, five of them, not counting the moon, did not. They would sometimes wander off from a regular east-west path and then double back. These lights were named planets, the Greek word for wanderer. The Greeks observed only five planets because five are all we can see with the naked eye: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. Today we know why the planets take such unusual paths across the sky. Though the stars hardly move at all in comparison to our solar system, the planets orbit the sun, so their motion in the night sky is much more complicated than the motion of the distant stars. Aristotle thought that the Earth was stationary and that the sun, the moon, the planets, and the stars moved in circular orbits about the Earth. He believed this because he felt, for mystical reasons, that the Earth was the center of the universe and that circular motion was the most perfect. In the 2nd century AD, another Greek, Ptolemy, turned this idea into a complete model of the heavens. Ptolemy was passionate about his studies. "When I follow at my pleasure the serried multitude of the stars in their circular course," he wrote, "my feet no longer touch the earth.